Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Jonathan Glazer, the director of Zone of Interest, refuted his Jewishness in front of the world. Him and the other filmmakers, the producers of the Zone of Interest, refuted their Jewishness. And the fuck are you talking about, man? After you just made a movie that got you on the stage at the Academy Awards as a winner about the Holocaust, you have the fucking nerve and the gall to stand up there and refute your Jewishness? Shame on you, you self-hating, weak-ass, refuting your Jewishness-ass Jew. You refute your Jewishness, and these people are applauding that shit? And the thing about this motherfucker refuting his Jewishness at the Academy Awards is nobody else at the Academy Awards, and I'm fucking angry, nobody else at the Academy Awards said the word Jewish or Israel except for the motherfucker that refutes his Jewishness. Yes, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Giggity, yes, have no fear. On today's banging, brand new I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Saquon Barkley is no longer a New York Giant, and he doesn't even have to buy a new home. He's in Philadelphia, Illadelph. Yuck. Plus, the Academy Awards came, went. The Academy Awards, the award show that is guaranteed to put you to sleep. And Jonathan Glazer, who the fuck knows who Jonathan Glazer is? I'm going to explain on a brand new, hard-hitting I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy with something real loud. Start this puppy with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most important, start this puppy off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's go. No fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggie, boom! Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom, yes. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. The name, my name, is Michael Rappaport. I'm spraying some freshener in there, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff,
a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo. Yeah, I forgot that one. Or did I say it already? It gets so confusing. There's so many. There is so many, a.k.a. the Jewish Charles Oakley, or the Charles Oakley of the Jews. Anyway, welcome to the I Am Rappaport Stereo, Stiggity, Stereo, Stiggity Podcast. As you can hear, you hear it in my voice. I'm what they call hyped up. Some might even say, oh, he's on one. Yeah. Some might even say, oh, yeah, he's on one. Nah, I'm not on one. I wake up on one. You feel me? I wake up like this. Beyonce wakes up looking good with her hair flowing, skin glowing. I wake up ready to rumble, ready to disrupt. So much going on in the world. I don't even know where to start. I know that the New York Giants and NFL free agency started while I was recording this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, and the Knicks. The Giants are just having a fucking day here. I mean, we've had this discussion, and I don't want to go down the rabbit hole, but let me tell you something. Saquon Barkley's from New York, Boogie Down Bronx. His uncle, great uncle, cousin, second cousin, uncle, second uncle's cousin was Iran Barkley, one of my favorite fighters in his day in the 80s and the early 90s. Iran Barkley was a fucking bruiser. Iran Barkley was like on some Nate Diaz shit. If you never saw Iran Barkley fight, he was one of them dudes. He's one of them dudes. One of them dudes you just can't get down. A mean fucking fighter. Anyway, Saquon Barkley was from New York. Played for the New York Giants. I don't know, was it 5, 6 years? 7 years? Who the fuck knows? I think he signed in 2018. So I don't do the math. I don't fact check. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. We don't fact check. Saquon Barkley is now part of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's me dropping the mic. I just dropped the mic. That hurts. It hurts enough to lose Saquon Barkley. And it hurts even more that he probably doesn't have to move. He'll probably get himself a condo in Philly. He probably lives somewhere out in Jersey. And the Philadelphia Eagles. That's where you sent Saquon Barkley? That's where you lost your best fucking player to the Philadelphia Eagles? As if this last 24 hours hasn't been frustrating enough? And we're going to get to the Oscars. Jonathan Glazer. Zone of interest. As a Jew, refuting your Jewishness. Refuting your Jewishness, this is the new as a Jew, Jew. But Saquon leaving the Giants is the best thing we have. Josh Jacobs, he went to the Green Bay Packers. Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders. Kirk Cousins, $180 million the Falcons paid this fucking guy. God damn it. I should have been trying to learn how to throw a football. I could have been a quarterback. Swift to the Bears, and Gabe Davis to the Jaguars, which is a big loss. Big, 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 big loss for the Bills. And the Love Muscle, Russell the Love Muscle, went to Pittsburgh. I like him going to Pittsburgh, and I like him playing for Pittsburgh, and I like him playing for Coach Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, I like Mike Tomlin, and I just like that this is going to be his last hurrah. Because I think Mike Tomlin, number one, is a black dude, black coach, strong coach, doesn't take any shit. And I just like Pittsburgh for Russell at this point in his career. And I like him playing for big brother Mike Tomlin, who I've always liked. I've never met Mike Tomlin, but I feel like I know him. So that's it so far as of the recording. As of the recording, who the fuck knows what I could wake up to, what I could press stop to with the NFL and the free agency. And allegedly, I'm not saying he did, I'm not saying he didn't, but allegedly, Minnesota Timberwolf Anthony Edwards, who the other day I said may not have that dog in him. Well, I've heard allegedly that Anthony Edwards listens to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, and he went out to prove me, the disruptive warrior, wrong. I'm not verifying it. I can't confirm or deny it, and I'm certainly not going to fact check, but I watched him play the other day. Holy shit. Holy shit. He played like he had that dog in him. That rough in him. Because I said the other day that, you know, do you really love playing? I said, you know, how could you not be excited to play in the NBA when you're, what, how old is this fucking, 22 years old, 23, 21 years old? If you're not excited to play in the NBA All-Star Game when you're 22 years old, when are you excited to play in the NBA All-Star Game? Like, if you're jaded this young, what's going to happen when you're 25? Which sounds insane, But got a big week ahead of me. Got a big few weeks ahead of me, to be totally honest with you. I have shows this weekend in Pleasanton, California, although I hope I'm not getting sick, man. Woke up this morning, had a little ding-ding. You know, it's just the time of the year. It's March 11th, March 12th, second week of March. Holy shit, it's going fast. But I had a little that in me. But I got shows this weekend in Pleasanton, California at Tommy T's. Come see me live in Tommy T's. Pleasanton, California. Come see me live the following weekend in OKC, Oklahoma City. I'm bringing the thunder. And then I have shows in Tampa Bay, the 5th and the 6th. And I got a bunch of shows. I'm coming to LA doing shows at the Comedy Store, doing shows at Flappers in Burbank. All tickets, all information for all those shows. And they're selling the fuck out. Is available at Michael Rappaport Comedy. .com. Mickety Michael Rappaport Kickety Comedy. .com. Come see me in Pleasanton. Come see me in OKC. Come see me in Tampa. Come see me at the Comedy Store. Come see me in Burbank and Flappers. I love that club, Burbank and Flappers. Because that's a club. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
LASIK LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
And the Oscars were last night, which were boring. Listen, Jimmy Kimmel's a great host. He's a good host. I don't want to say he's great. He's a great host. I'm not going to talk shit about Jimmy Kimmel. He's good. You know what you're going to get. He's funny. He made the impromptu joke about Trump tweeting, which was definitely impromptu. He's likable, although I thought the Robert Downey on Coke joke was... That, to me, was mean-spirited. Like, why? He's been clean, sober, moved on with his life for 20 years. Why are you bringing that shit up? Thought it was kind of weird. Felt weird. Felt just a little mean. There's a difference between talking shit. There's a difference between being disruptive. Difference between calling it as you see it. And difference being like, yo, yeah, remember 20 years ago on the night where you're about to win your first Oscar? Remember 20 years ago, we didn't forget you were a cokehead. But the awards went to who they were supposed to go to. The awards went to, you know, all the right faces, all the right places. There weren't any surprises. There wasn't many surprises, nominations. No one really cares. The Academy Awards is a niche thing because movies, fucking crazy, movies are a niche business for the most part. And when we talk about the masses, it's just insane. That's wild that it is insane, but that is true. You know, Oppenheimer won, and you know, the Emma Stone won, who, you know, she's a likable actress. I like Emma Stone's good. She's a great movie star, very, very good actress. Seems very sweet. I've never met Emma Stone, but everybody likes Emma Stone. She's got a great career. You know, the red carpet was the red carpet. Bop, 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 bop. Paul Giamatti, who's a dope actor. That Gillian Murphy won Best Actor for Oppenheimer, which, you know, I kind of didn't see. Divine Randolph won for The Holdovers. That was a good award that she got that. You know, I didn't see all the other films that she was up against, but that was dope. And I worked with her when I did, the fuck is it called? Only Murders in the Building. And she's sweet and good. And, you know, that's a dope award that she won. And, of course, Robert Downey won. And, you know, it was what it was. It was what it was. The pregame, you know, I was eating some pretzels and shit, some jelly beans with my wife. By the way, have you subscribed? Have you started listening to the Rappaport Reality Podcast? The Rappaport Reality Podcast. We just started, hosted by my wife, Kibi, and me, talking all things pop culture, all things reality TV, all things Rappaport Reality. We had a little blow up the other day. We got to talk about that. But it ain't a reality show, but it is the podcast named Rappaport's Reality. And we will talk about the blow up because there's some fun. Hey, listen, when you're fighting, if you can't laugh about the fighting, arguing, then you're in fucking trouble. Then you are in trouble. And the big fucking controversy, as it should be, is from the award for best foreign film, The Zone of Interest, what me and the young shooter have talked about. The young shooter saw it twice, directed by Jonathan Glazer, who directed one of my favorite movies, I would say, in the last 20 years, Sexy Beast. Always good, Jonathan Glazer. Always does good movies. Always uniquely directed. Refuted his Jewishness. Jonathan Glazer, the director of Zone of Interest, refuted his Jewishness in front of the world. Him and the other filmmakers, the producers of the Zone of Interest, refuted their Jewishness and initially confused the fuck out of me. But now you got a Megan star on your back. From who? From us, you fuck. Miles Jordan, play that clip.
All our choices were made to reflect and confront us in the present, not to say look what they did then, rather look what we do now. Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October the... Whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza, all are victims of this dehumanization. How do we resist? Alexandra Bistron Kaladziejczyk, the girl who glows in the film as she did in life, chose to. I dedicate this to her memory and her resistance. Thank you.
The fuck are you talking about, man? What the fuck are you talking about? You refute your Jewishness in front of the world after you just made a movie that got you on the stage at the Academy Awards as a winner about the Holocaust? You have the fucking nerve and the gall to stand up there and refute your Jewishness? And a lot of people are dicing. He talked for about, I don't know, how long was that clip? 2 minutes? A minute and a half? A lot of people saying, well, he meant this. Fuck all that. This is a smart, intelligent, thoughtful speech that he gave. He wrote it out and read it off a piece of paper. And there's plenty and plenty and plenty of opportunities afterwards. If you didn't get it out correctly, if you didn't explain yourself correctly, there's plenty and plenty and plenty of opportunities that he had throughout the night, because no one knows who he is. Listen, I'm not disrespecting this guy. He's a great director. But as a person, as a Jew, shame on you, you self-hating, weak ass, refuting your Jewishness ass Jew. You refute your Jewishness, and these people are applauding that shit. And the thing about this motherfucker refuting his Jewishness at the Academy Awards is nobody else at the Academy Awards, and I'm fucking angry, nobody else at the Academy Awards said the word Jewish or Israel except for the motherfucker that refutes his Jewishness. It'd be one thing if a bunch of people were up there saying a bunch of different things, like every other fucking Oscars. Go pull the fucking tape up of the Oscars, the George Floyd Black Lives Matter pandemic Oscars. You might as well have thought you were in fucking a church in the South. And you know what? You know what? Maybe it needed to be done at that time. But I'm fucking pissed off, man. I'm offended. I'm offended that these motherfuckers are up there wearing pins, Mark Ruffalo, that fucking little fucking ceramic fucking making little motherfucker, Rami, that comedian, Billie Eilish, and your fucking brother. Get a life, Phineas. Why don't you get a life? Why don't you get a fucking life, Phineas? You're chasing around your little sister. Move on. Get a life, man. You fucking coattail grabbing fuck you. Huh. This fucking, I don't even know who this little fucker is. He's popular as Rami. He's got a show. He's in the movie. He's making let me tell you something. He hit the red carpet. He said what he wanted to say. Mark Ruffalo and them said what the fuck they wanted to say. And now one of them said, see, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You can say cease fire. You could even say cease fire if you want, if you need to, before you say free the hostages. But if you say cease fire and the next thing isn't free the hostages, we have a fucking issue, because what the fuck is going to happen with the hostages? If Israel stopped looking for the hostages, that's what the fuck they're doing, looking for the hostages and trying to eradicate, kill, yes, Hamas. What happens to the fucking hostages? So you can say cease fire, but the next word, the next thing, the next part of your speech and sentence must be something about freeing the hostages, or the word hostages in some variation needs to come out your mouth. I could take that. I could accept that. People could take that. Jews, Israeli people could accept that. But when you're up there, blah, 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 ceasefire, blah, 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 peace, blah, 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 it needs to stop, blah, 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 and the word hostages and freeing doesn't come out your fucking mouth, you're fucked up. And I'm pissed and offended. Play the clip from this fucking guy, Rami, whatever the fuck his name is.
Explain, everyone, what brings you to the Oscars tonight?
We're here for Poor Things. That's why we want to look. You know, we've got these cool outfits. A bunch of us are wearing these Artists for Ceasefire pins. We're calling for immediate.
Yeah, tell me about the pin.
Yeah, we're calling for immediate, permanent ceasefire in Gaza. We're calling for peace and justice, lasting justice for the people of Palestine. And I think it's a universal message of just, let's stop killing kids. Let's not be part of more war. No one's ever looked back at war and thought a bombing campaign was a good idea. And so to be surrounded by so many artists who are willing to lend their voice, the list is growing. A lot of people are going to be wearing these pins tonight. And it's because we want to kind of use where we're at to speak to people's hearts. You know, there's a lot of talking heads on the news. This is a space of talking hearts. And so we're trying to just kind of have that big beam to humanity.
Are you hopeful there will be a ceasefire?
Yeah, there has to be. I don't think that there's no other route. It's just, it's taking so long. And you know, the president has now called for it in his State of the Union. The vice president has. And so I think we need to kind of really look at ourselves and be honest of, okay, if the leadership supposedly thinks that should happen, why has it not happened? And so I think that's what we're all encouraging, you know, everyone to be vocal about.
He hit that red carpet with a message. He hit that fucking red carpet with a message and he said it. And it turns out that this pin that they're wearing, you learn something new every day. This pin that they're wearing, it's from a lynching of two Israelis by a mob, two Israeli citizens by a mob. And the sick fucks, they held up body parts and their bloody hands in front of a crowd. And the crowd went fucking crazy. Look it up. And you're wearing that fucking pin? You're talking about ceasefire? Listen, like I said, I just said it. You could say ceasefire. You can want peace. We all want peace. We want the hostages back. We would hope that you fucking dum-dums would want to get rid of Hamas. All you ceasefire people, does that mean you just want to cease fire and you don't? Do you not care beyond that? Maybe you don't. Long story short, short story long, if Israel doesn't eradicate Hamas this time, on this ride, on this operation, you know what's going to happen? They're going to come back. You know how me, Michael Rappaport, knows that? Want me to let you in on a little secret? You know how I know that? Because they say it. They said it. They said it on the 7th. They said it on the 8th. They've been saying it for the last 157 days. And let me tell you something, this whole idea of BB, I'm just rambling, I'm fucking rambling because I was so pissed and offended that this is where we're at, that this is where we're at. I am so fucking pissed off and offended that this is where we're at, that we got to explain ourselves, that we got to razzle dazzle, that we have to make everything right during Ramadan. It's Ramadan. So Israel pressure's been put on because of Israel is continuing during the month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan. What happened during Hanukkah? What's going to happen during Purim, which is coming up? What's going to happen during Passover, which is coming up? They're going to make us comfortable? They're going to fix things for the Jews and Israel during those holidays? Purim's coming up. Passover's coming up. I'm going to tell you guys something that I'm at the podcast. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Last night, there was a plane, an El Al plane that was specially, I don't want to say chartered, put together, chartered, I don't know if it's the right word, from Israel with a bunch of hostages that had gotten out, obviously, hostage families of people, hostages who had gotten out, and current hostages that are still in there. They're coming to New York to testify, share their story with the UN, share and verify their stories that have been talked about over and over and over, that have been questioned over and over and over. Imagine you get the worst thing in your life ever happens to you and people are doubting it and you have to come to New York in front of strangers and tell your story to verify your story, to prove your story the best you can, because people don't believe it. Imagine somebody, imagine a slave was alive now, and they were saying, this is what I went through, bop, 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 bop. And people are like, well, do you have proof? Well, is there verification? Well, you're saying that, and we kind of believe some of it, but is there any way to prove it a little bit more? That's what's happening to these hostages. That's what's happening to these hostages' families. And during the month of Ramadan, since it's so important, you do know, motherfuckers, you do know that there are two Muslim hostages that are still in there. During the month of Ramadan, you would think that maybe they'd want their brothers to be freed during the month of Ramadan. But no, that's not the case. Because they probably, I don't know what's in these sick fucks' minds, they probably look at those Muslims like they're some sort of traitors or something. Like they're not good Muslims, or they're not, you know, Muslims that should be treated with the same respect as the other Muslims. Who the fuck knows? But they're going because they're trying everything. They're trying everything and anything to simply get their families out. And when I spoke to them on the plane while they were heading to New York, and when I spoke to the few families that I spoke to when I was in Israel, none of them are angry. None of them are angry. They just want their families back. They're not screaming. They're not yelling. They're not vengeful. They just want their families back. They just want their girls, their daughters, their mothers, their fathers, their Holocaust surviving grandparents, their Muslim brothers. And they've tried everything. There's babies in there. There's a baby and his older brother. There's a one-year-old baby turned 1, 9 months, turned 1 year old. Entire family was kidnapped. People go, well, maybe they died. Is that okay? Is that acceptable? Oh, maybe they died. Maybe Hamas killed them. Oh, okay. Well, let's not mention it. That just happened. There shouldn't be, that's not a punishable offense. They're dead. Maybe they're dead. That's acceptable. Well, the IDF accidentally killed 3 of their hostages, and motherfuckers online make fun of it. Imagine how those young IDF soldiers feel. The guilt, the torment that they feel, and you make fun of it, it gets mocked. IDF kills its own. That's funny. They killed dogs. Let's get the ASPCA and PETA involved. They shot dogs. You saw the videotape. Motherfuckers are hypnotized by these fucking savage, raping, necrophiliac, pedophiliac, murdering, kidnapping, cold-blooded, body-mutilating motherfuckers. Hypnotized by them. Anyway, I'm amped up. Because every single day, I'm just like, maybe this will be over. Maybe something will give. Cadaver Joe last week, he said, Hamas. We played it. Play it again, Miles Jordan.
And as we have said, Hamas needs to agree to that deal. Let's get a ceasefire. Let's reunite the hostages with their families. And let's provide immediate relief to the people of Gaza.
The VP, Kamala Harris, she said, Hamas needs to make a deal. This morning, Anthony Blinken, he said Hamas needs to make a deal. That's three. That's the three big dogs from the United States. Miles Jordan played Blinken, saying that Hamas needs to make a deal today.
The issue is Hamas. The issue is whether Hamas will decide or not to have a ceasefire that would benefit everyone. The ball is in their court. We're working intensely on it, and we'll see what they do. But there's no doubt in my mind that getting to this ceasefire with the release of hostages would be a profound benefit to everyone involved.
Motherfuckers are talking about ceasefire. Free the fucking hostages. Eradicate Hamas, which all and everybody should be on the same page about. Billie Eilish and fucking Phineas and Mark Ruffalo and Rami, whoever the fuck you are. I don't know what fucking... Whoever the fuck this fucking guy is. Mashallah Ali. These fucking guys. That other fucking guy. Anyway, I'm done. Sorry I took you down a rabbit hole. I'm done. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Come see me in Pleasanton, OKC, etc. All tickets, all information is available at Michael Rappaport Comedy Diggity.com. Miles Jordan, take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real, really, really funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.